JT is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's time for music news on the Best Mix in the Morning show, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. And Taylor Swift's generosity knows no boundaries, as she's proven with a very hefty gift to a needy college student in England. Vittoria Mario, who's moved from the troubled African nation of Angola as a child, got a scholarship to study mathematics at the University of Warwick. But that grant only covered tuition, leaving a gap of nearly $30,000 in room, board, and supplies, which Tay quietly covered. Vittoria tells the Coventry Telegraph, "I just feel grateful to her and for everything she's done, because to be honest, if it wasn't for her, I might not even have made it here. To finally be here is a dream come true." The 18-year-old went on to say that she didn't face any backlash from fellow students, explaining, "People have said that they are proud of me and they are happy that I've made it. It happened a lot in the first week, but it's calmed down now." Ed Sheeran is putting down some roots in his tiny hometown, literally. According to Britain's Sun, he's been planting hundreds of trees on the estate that he's developed in Framlingham, England. A source tells the area paper that he spent tens of thousands of pounds on the project, and Cherry is involved too, his wife. She's into rewilding and sustainability. A huge field around his outdoor wildlife pond will become a dense wood in a few years, and he's planted trees 6 deep around the perimeter to afford him some privacy. It'll help reduce the carbon footprint of him being around a touring rock star too. Ed has previously built a pub, greenhouses, an underground cinema, a gym, a recording studio, and an area for goats, sheep, and chickens, all on the same estate. And long before Katy Perry kissed a girl in her first hit, she was singing a far more spiritual tune. And fans can finally hear that now that she's allowing streaming of her Christian pop debut album from long ago. Issued under her real name, Katy Hudson came out back in 2001 and sank without a trace. But that album has resurfaced on Amazon Music. Katy, who was just 16 at the time, mixed innocent love songs with full-on worship tunes like Faith Won't Fail. And that is music news for today, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community.